Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall here on WIFM, and we're welcoming to our program this morning from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Agent in Family and Consumer Sciences, Marilyn Wells. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Danny.
Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you're doing well today.
Oh, yes, yes. Beautiful days. Wonderful weather.
Well, it's amazing. We are really sneaking up on summertime here, Marilyn. We've got a good topic for that, and it's about staying hydrated in the summer. And I guess the first question I want to ask you today is, why is it so important that we stay hydrated during hot weather?
When we hit that hot, humid temperatures, and we're outside maybe more and with more physical activities, it puts people at risk for dehydration. And when the temperature outside and the humidity rises, our body's going to lose water faster. So we need to really be aware of staying hydrated while we're outdoors in the hot weather.
Mm-hmm.
And our bodies are made up of like 60 to 75% of water. So every cell in our body depends on those fluids from water and other beverages to survive and maintain our good health.
Here's the question. I'm always curious about this. I'm never sure if I've gotten a straight answer, but I know I will from you. Just how much water do we actually need, Marilyn?
For a general rule, for adults, anywhere from 8 to 12 cups of liquids throughout the day.
Okay.
But that depends upon the person, how active they are, whatever medications or illnesses they may have, because it varies.
Oh, okay.
And most of our, 80% actually of our fluid comes from the beverages that we take in,
mm-hmm.
and then 20% would come from our food. So it's very important to keep those fluids going. And keep in mind that fresh, canned, frozen fruits and vegetables, all of those can have up to 90% of water.
Mm.
But if we're eating meats, they only have about 50% of water, and grains only have about 30% of water.
Uh-huh.
So foods can contain water and add additional liquids, which is great. So keep that in mind in the beverages that you choose.
Mm-hmm.
And in summertime, choose those juicy fruits and vegetables.
Oh, yeah. Our guest is Marilyn Wells, a Family and Consumer Sciences Agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. And obviously not that far from summertime. Already hot weather is here in the Yadkin Valley. We're talking about staying hydrated in the summer, how important it is, and how much water we actually need to drink. What are some of the warning signs, Marilyn, of dehydration?
Dehydration, watch out for extreme thirst, dry mouth, headaches, nausea, fatigue, dizziness, confusion or cramping, and also little or no bathroom uses, and mm-hmm. as in urine.
Right.
But these are the symptoms that you want to watch out for. And if you see any of these signs, and you know you've been out and about, or even inside, you know, it can get hot there too.
Sure.
But stop what you're doing and start drinking liquids, and get out of the heat source,
mm-hmm.
fan, and sprinkle your body with some water just so that you can reduce your temperatures down.
Ah, okay. I hadn't thought of that one. I knew you just need to start drinking stuff and take it easy, but well, that's good. That makes perfect sense now. Who, when we talk about dehydration, Marilyn, who would be most at risk for that?
The folks that are most at risk are infants and children and adults,
mm-hmm.
and they should really be monitored carefully.
Okay.
Children have a lower sweating capacity, and their bodies don't tolerate high temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what category they're in. And then older adults' water balance can be affected by medications and disease.
Right.
So you really want to encourage young and older people to drink often, eat foods high in water content, fruits, vegetables, provide even popsicles made of blended fruits and fruit juices are a good way of getting in not only liquids but also nutritional value, and it will keep them cool. So think about that. And the famous watermelons and other melons for summertime are great for replacing liquids, and maybe something that that those groups would eat along with drinking water.
I'm liking where you're going with that. Popsicles and watermelons.
Summertime delights.
Absolutely. Obviously, we know we need to keep drinking. But what, Marilyn, you have some tips for us to, I guess, maybe remind us or let us know that we do need to keep drinking water or taking those fluids in?
It's something we want to remind ourselves to do all the time. Mm-hmm. Set up kind of a regular routine, even like at work and when you're by the computer or whatever your work may be. Carry that water bottle with you all the time. Those water bottles can add up in cost, yes, mm-hmm. but there are lots of rewashable bottles that you can purchase that you can wash something even in the dishwasher, and that will save you some money. You can carry your own tap water from home, but start your day with water. Drink water first thing when you get up in the morning, and if you feel hungry, drink some water.
Mm-hmm.
Think of that first, because a lot of times thirst is often confused with hunger. That would help to remind you. If you pass a water fountain, mm-hmm. stop and take a drink. And if you don't like the taste of water, there are lots of fruit and veggie slices, even like a cucumber slice in water, a lemon slice. Those are pretty common. But that will give you a slight change in taste and maybe make water more tolerable.
Our guest is Marilyn Wells, a family and consumer sciences agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, sharing some great tips with us about how to stay hydrated in hot weather and ways to avoid dehydration. I also want to ask you something else. Obviously, gardening and garden time is here, and that means the fresh vegetables are coming in. How should we prepare now for food preservation this season? What are the steps we need to take now, Marilyn?
Okay, before all of that bounty of fresh vegetables and fruits start coming, gather up your supplies. Mm-hmm. Check out what you have. If you're going to can, get that pressure canner ready. Be sure you have the jars and the tips and the lids, all the things that you're going to need and the equipment that you are comfortable with using. And then the next thing would be to have your pressure canner checked.
Uh-huh.
And that's where a pressure canner lid with a weighted gauge mm-hmm. Can be checked, and it needs to be checked yearly. I'll be doing those pressure canner checks here in Yadkin on Thursday, June the 8th from 10 to 12
mm-hmm.
here in the agriculture building.
All right.
And I'm also serving Moxville, so I'll be doing them in Moxville on Friday the 9th from 10 to 12 at the agriculture.
Welcome to double duty, right?
Oh, for sure.
So what do people need to just, they need to bring in that lid that has the dial attached, or how's that work?
They do. The lid only is all that you need.
Okay.
With the gauge there, of course.
Right. Yeah.
Now, if they have the type of canner which puts a weight on it,
mm-hmm.
there's no way of, it should be accurate. So there's no way of checking that.
Okay.
Other than, if you wanted me to look at the seal and we could talk about some possible problems that they may have had. But mm-hmm. Other than if you have the weighted gauge, that's what can be checked for accuracy. And
okay.
should be, because you want that to be accurate around the 11 pounds pressure that there mm-hmm. Is safe in pressure canning.
And you're checking that on June 8th in Yadkin and on the 9th in Davie, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. And then I have some other opportunities for them. If they would like to come to a food preservation workshop here in Yadkin, I will be having one on Tuesday, June 13th at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
and we will have lots of information available then also, which I will have it if they just come for their pressure check. But also this will give you a good overview in what should be. If you're a new canner or if you just want a review, it would be a great way to come out and get some of the tips that are given today.
Terrific.
In canning. And also I'll be offering that on Thursday, June 15th at 6 p.m. in Moxville at the Extension Office there.
Marilyn, your number, if anybody has questions about what we talked about today or want to get more updates on the things that are coming up, how can they contact you?
Okay, the number here in Yadkin is 336-849-7908.
Terrific. Marilyn,
which is a new number, we really want to emphasize that. And I would really love for people to call to register so that we know how many to expect for the food preservation workshop. They don't have to register to get the pressure canner checked, but it would be good to know the number for that are coming for the workshop.
And again, that new number is 336-849-7908.
That's correct.
Marilyn, I'm going to have to go get a bottle of water.
That's right. Let's keep that bottle handy and keep thinking about how we can be hydrated throughout the summer.
Marilyn, always a pleasure to chat with you. Appreciate it. Thanks for the information, and I hope you have a terrific rest of the day.
Oh, I hope you do, too. And everyone enjoy their hot weather coming up.
Absolutely. Marilyn Wells, a family and consumer science agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.